ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So we are seeing now, this chapter itself is what? Mahabhuta Viveka Prakranam. How the analysis of elements. See, analysis of elements means what? Analysis of the elementals also. Analysis of the elementals means analysis of the entire manifestation, the whole Jagat also. Ultimately, we have to see how the each and every element is mithya. Which means when you say each and every element is mithya, no element has independent existence of its own. Every sentence is very important what I'm saying. When we say no element enjoys existence, independent existence of its own, means it is as good as non-existent. It is dependent on something else for its existence. So, and what is that which is dependent upon is independent of everything else. And that independent entity, independent factor which is not dependent on anything else for its existence, and depending upon which alone everything else enjoys existence, and that is what is known as reality, the truth. And no word can be used, and any word used to mean the reality is what? Only the reality in terms of its nature. So here, what is satyam? What is satyam, absolutely real, can be understood much more clearly only when you understand that how everything else is mithya. So, here Vidyarana Swami, in the very second chapter, takes each and every element. It's not that we do not know the elements. You know very well all the elements. And as he is talking about each and every element, how he started from the subtlest of the elements, the space. He moved on to, from space, he moved on to this air. He moved on to fire. He moved on to water also. Like this, he goes from each one by one, he covers all the elements. And how he says, each and every element has its own intrinsic properties. And the subtler the element, the less the property. The space has its own property of sound. And later on, the air, along with its own property of touch, it also has the property of sound borrowed from space. So also the fire, along with its own property of form and touch, it also has the properties of borrowed from air and space. So also the water, along with its own property of taste, it also has the properties borrowed from other three elements. So the water is consisting of four properties. One is of its own, the three borrowed from the other preceding subtler elements. Now, what we understood is, in spite of each and every element enjoying existence, being available for experience, being available for enjoyment and perception, and with all the properties also, very difficult to say that it is all not there. It is not real. It is as though. To see is very difficult. Therefore, here we are made to see how everything, when you can talk about anything, anything enjoys existence and something is, means already what is known to you alone, it does exist outside. What is not known to you, what is not known, even if it is outside, it is not there for you. So how much you have here, so much you see outside. That is why externally, whatever enjoys existence, you know, the existence of what is experienced, the existence of anything outside what you experience is determined by what you know already. What you do not know, you cannot see outside. This is amazing fact, okay? We have to remember this. What you know inside alone, you can see outside. What you do not know here, you cannot see outside. That's why existence of external objects is determined by the internal cognitions. Internally obtaining cognitions. There's no cognition and the corresponding object is not there for you. Okay? That is why existence presupposes cognition, the knowledge. The cognition or knowledge, I mean the manifest knowledge. And for the manifestation to be there, there must be source of knowledge. And the source of knowledge is what? The absolutely the pure knowledge which is independent of anything else. Everything else. Therefore, where is the space? You see, what is it? Existence. So existence enjoyed by every object, every element, every property of any element actually is what? The reality. If you remove cognitively, if you remove the existence, you can see the object is as good as non-existent, and that is what is called mithya here, which is not something unreal. It is mithya. It's exactly like saying, how to say what wave is mithya? See, is there a wave? Yes. Is there something non-existent totally? Why should you talk about it? How can you talk about it? You can talk about something which enjoys some existence, isn't it? You cannot talk about something at all. Suppose if I say, kaf pushpam, no, or if I say, you know, if I say shashashringaha, rabbit's horn, do we have to have discussion on rabbit's horn? Is the rabbit's horn real or it is unreal? Is it mithya? Do we talk about it? Why? It doesn't exist at all. Discussion can always be of something which enjoys existence. So this rabbit's horn doesn't enjoy existence at all. Therefore, we don't need to worry about it. So when we discuss whether it is real or not real, it is only of the things which enjoy existence. So an unreal thing need not be taken for discussion whether it enjoys existence, whether it is real or not. And an object which enjoys existence alone can be taken for discussion as whether it is real or not real. So here, all these elements enjoy existence. The elemental properties enjoy existence. The elemental things enjoy existence. But here, because they enjoy existence, that does not mean they are real. They are unreal also. So if they are not real, are they real or not? They are not real. It's like exactly like saying, when you see the wave, you can talk about the wave. I do see the wave. Wave does enjoy existence. I do experience the wave. Is this wave real or not? I'm experiencing. I'm enjoying. It enjoys existence. So I have to ask the question. I can ask the question, is it real or not? We can say, it is not real. Wave is not real. You say it is not real means what? It is, does not mean it is unreal. It is not non-existent. It is not real. Then that's why you call it mithya. Why do you call it not real? Why do you say it is not real? It is mithya. Because the wave is a form which will collapse, disappear if the substance called water is cognitively removed. Remove the water cognitively and see whether the form exists. Disappear. There's such a thing which I'm enjoying, I'm experiencing, it enjoys existence, still it is not real. It is mithya. So with reference to that wave, we have to say what is real is water. Similarly, with reference to each and every element we're analyzing here, what is real is the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which is the existence is the reality. The pure existence is the reality, and every minus existence, the way form space, the property of the space. Air and the properties of the air. Water and its property. Fire and its property. All the elements and the properties are all mithya. Okay, this is what is made very clear. This is a very simple chapter. And under this simple portion of this chapter, let us read the verse now where we left last class.
Ninety-four, Swami.
Okay. Asti bhustatva shunyasyam. Asti bhustatva shunyasyam. Shabdasparsho. Svabdasparsho sarupako rasascha parato gandho naijasatta vivichyatam. In the above verses, Vidyaranya Swami has already made us gradually distinguish cognitively the existence from each and every element, and made us think and see the fact that how each and every element is mithya. Now in this verse, he is discussing the earth element. Know why? Earth is the grossest of the elements. The grosser the object, it is more enjoyable, experienceable through the sense organs. Because it is available for all the sense organs. Therefore, when the object is available for experience and enjoyment and through all the sense organs, and then more realities for us. Why? How it is available? Because it has all the five attributes. All the five properties. Five properties it has. Earth has its own property of Gandhaha. Gandhaha Naijaha. So Prithivi is another way called here Bhuhu. Bhuhu means Prithivi. So Bhuhu Asti. Asti Bhuhu means Asti Prithivi. Asti Prithivi means the earth element is, and this element, Tattva Shunya. Oh, he says, this element Bhuhu, Bhuhu is one word, one syllable is Bhuhu. Itself means Bhumihi, which is earth. Bhuhu Asti. The earth element is, but still earth element is means earth element is, we don't say earth element is not there. Earth element is very much there. The earth is, earth enjoys existence, earth is available for our experience, and earth is very much there, but still tattva shunya. Tattvam shunyam yasyaha sa tattva shunya. Tattva shunya means which doesn't have reality of its own. It doesn't have existence of its own. Tattva shunya. It is not real. Earth, the earth which is here, Bhuhu which is asti, which is there, tattva shunya, which is not real. Why it is not real? It is mithya. Why it is mithya? No, how can you say? And which earth is mithya, you say? We say there's only one earth element, and this earth element is tattva shunya. Asyam. Asya means prithivyam. Asyam prithivyam. There is on the part of this earth, we say what now? There are all these properties. Shabdaha, sparshaha, sabda sparsha, then sarupakau. This is a shabdaha, sparshaha, rupam, rasaha cha, parataha. So, the sound, touch, form, taste. All these four properties are parataha, borrowed from other elements. Parataha means from others. Parataha means from other elements. From other. Parataha. So this earth element, which is asyam, in this earth element, there are these four properties borrowed from other elements. What are they? Shabda sparsha, sarupakau, rasascha. So shabdaha, sparshaha, rupam, rasahacha. Okay, sound, touch, form, and taste. Borrowed from other elements, parataha. And this earth has its own smell, gandhaha, naijaha. Naijaha means one's own. Okay, naijaha, gandhaha. Its own property of gandhaha, smell also. Okay, but still, in this earth element, having its own property of smell and having the borrowed other properties of other four elements, having all the five properties, this earth element is what? Tattva shunya. It is mithya. It is not real. It has, doesn't have existence of its own. Why? Now, what you do? Satta vivichyatam. Now, may the existence enjoyed by this earth be cognitively discerned. Vivichyatam. We meant prithakriyatam. May this existence, satta means existence, be vivichyatam, be discerned cognitively. Physically you can't separate. You know, and see, does the earth have independent existence of its own with all the properties? No. How do you say here? How do you say it? No? Because earth is means the existence of earth presupposes the cognition of earth, knowledge of the earth. Prithivi asti iti jnanam udet. No, udet, no. First there must be jnanam. Only then there will be prithivi outside. If prithivi jnanam is not there, then prithivi bahihi nasyat. Example is what? In sleep, the prithivi is as good as non-existent for you. In sleep, prithivi does not exist for you. Prithivi exists, but for you, prithivi does not exist. For you, when you are fast asleep, the earth element does not exist for you. No other element exists for you. Why? Because, does it mean that prithivi doesn't exist? No, prithivi exists. But a prithivi is as good as non-existent. The problem is, we want to know, no, when I am prithivi is, prithivi is, prithivi is, does it exist for you? No. When you fall asleep, where is the prithivi for you? Where is the any element for you? Where is the world for you? The world is always there. Does it exist for you, the one who is fast asleep? No. So when does the world exist for you? When does the world enjoy existence? When does the world enjoy existence? When is the world available for experience? When is the world become, you know, when is that the raga dosha rise in your mind? Okay, for all that is possible only when the earth element is manifest. For the earth element to manifest, to be available for experience, there must be preceding cognition. Isn't it? Therefore, and what is the source of cognition? If there is no cognition, if there is no manifestation of knowledge, that the earth is not there. Now, your existence, therefore existence enjoyed by the prithvi, vivichyatam, satta vivichyatam, may this existence enjoyed by the prithvi be cognitively, intellectually distinguished, discerned. Then what happens now? You separate the existence cognitively and then see, does the earth enjoy existence? No. Earth will lose its existence. Earth will lose its status. Earth will lose its status of being the existent. Okay? Earth will lose its status of being existent. So here, Vidyayana Swami makes it very clear. Satta vichyatam. The ones and everywhere. You take anything which enjoys existence and there you distinguish the existence, discern the existence, separate the existence cognitively and see that object which enjoys existence. You can understand how it is mithya. It is tattva shunya. It doesn't have reality of it. It's not real. Tattva shunya, tattva shunya means unmail illadadu. Now, next verse. Prithakritayam sattayam. Prithakritayam sattayam. Bhomir mithya vasishyate. Bhomir mithya vasishyate. Bhumir dashamshato nyonam. Bhumir dashamshato nyonam. Brahmandam bhumi madhyagam. Prithakritayam sattayam. Bhumir mithya vasishyate. Bhumir dashamshato nyonam. Brahmandam bhumi madhyagam. Very beautifully he is taking us now. Okay. How it is inferior, far inferior. So this earth element, you know, having this, its own property, also having other four properties borrowed from other elements, this earth element also, it has no existence of its own, it's not real. Why? Because satta vichyatam. When you once you distinguish, once you separate the existence intellectually from earth element, then what happens? He says, prithakritayam sattayam. When the existence is cognitively deleted from the earth element, it's exactly like what, see, we say separate the water from the wave means, can you do it physically? No, it is cognitive. I say prithakrite jale, prithakrite jale. No, tarange means what? When the water is separated cognitively from the wave, what happens to wave? Wave disappears. You see wave being not there. Similarly, prithakritayam sattayam. When cognitively, intellectually you separate the existence from the element, earth, the earth elements with all its own property and the borrowed properties will disappear. Disappear means what now? Understand the earth element being mithya. Earth element not having existence of its own. Okay? So he says, prithakritayam sattayam bhumihi mithya avasishyate. Now bhumihi is there what now? Mithya avasishyate means what remains after removing the water? What remains is what? Tarangaha mithya avasishyate. Taranga is not, taranga being not really there, the wave being not really there becomes clear. Similarly here, when the existence is cognitively deleted from the earth element, Bhumihi mithya avasishyate. We can understand literally how this grossest, most tangible elements with its own property and the borrowed properties is mithya. Avasishyate means what? Mithya avasishyate means what is Bhumi is mithya. The Bhumi disappears. Bhumi will, we cannot have independent existence of its own at all. Bhumihi mithya avasishyate become very clear for us. Now, having discussed all the elements, now Vidyayana Swami gradually moving on to Brahmandam. Okay, Brahmandam. Why? You know why? Because where is Brahmanda? Brahmanda is in the earth only. Within this, no, come from, started from the elements, they come to the earth, and within this earth element alone, what? We are talk about this Brahmandam. And this Brahmandam is there. So until now, Bhumi is mithya. Bhumehe dasha amshataha nyunam. Bhumehe dasha amshataha nyunam. Okay, 10 times now, far, no, smaller and my inferior. Because Bhumi is what here? This Brahmandam. Okay, Brahmandam. This so Brahmandam here is the universe. Brahmandam, where is it? This cosmos, Bhumi Madhyagam, obtains in the middle of the earth. Obtaining in the middle of the earth is what? This Brahmandam. So this universe of Brahmandam, Bhumi Madhyagam, obtained in the middle of this earth, Brahmandam. What about this Brahmandam now? Earth itself is mithya. What about this Brahmanda here? This universe here. Look at this. Brahmanda madhye tishthanti. So Brahmandam is in the middle of the earth element, which is mithya. It'd be very nice to see. Somebody sent a picture long ago. How the whole of this prapancha we are, how tiny we are. Isn't it? To see this. Prithivi is mithya. In the prithiviyam, this bhu, madhyagam is what? Brahmandam. The prithivi in the middle of, this whole Brahmanda obtains in the middle of this prithivi. And how this Brahmandam obtaining in the middle of the prithvi be satyam? Just were made to see. Okay. So it is said here, Brahmanda madhye tishthanti bhuvanani chaturdasha. So bhumi madhyagam Brahmandam, okay, which is far in, far, nyunavarti, no, which is not much far inferior to this Bhumi, Brahmandam, and is Brahmandam adhye tishtati, Brahmandam, Bhumi madhyagam Brahmandam. So Brahmanda obtains in the middle of the Bhumi, now, Brahmandam adhye tishtanti, bhuvanani chaturdasha. Look at this. Brahmanda madhye tishtanti bhuvanani chaturdasha. 14 worlds. World 7 above, 7 below. Okay? It is completely incomprehensible for us. Mind boggling, isn't it? There are 14 worlds which are obtained within this Brahmandam. Brahmandam obtained within the earth and with Brahmanda madhye tishtanti Chaturdasha Bhavanani. The 14 worlds are there in the Brahmanda. 14 worlds obtained within Brahmanda.
ब्रह्मांड मध्ये तिष्ठन्ति भुवनानि चतुर्दश चतुर्दश यू ऑल नो 14 भुवनानि वर्ल्ड्स 14 वर्ल्ड्स तिष्ठन्ति दे रिमेन ऑल द 14 वर्ल्ड्स अबटेन रिमेन इन द मिडल ऑफ दिस ब्रह्मांड नाउ भुवनेषु वसन्त्येषु भुवनेषु वसन्त्येषु प्राणिदेहा यथायथम् नाउ इन दिस भुवनेषु इन दिस वर्ल्ड्स 14 वर्ल्ड्स वसन्ति भुवने येषु भुवनेषु येषु भुवनेषु मीन्स इन दिस 14 वर्ल्ड्स which remain within the Brahmandam. 14 worlds obtaining within the Brahmandam, which obtains within the earth. In these 14 worlds, what now? Prani dehaha vasanti yathayatam. All the living beings with their given bodies, given forms, the given names, no? Living their own lives ordained for them. They all are there yathayatam with all their own corresponding names and forms and purposes. Living with the knowledge they ordained to live, they are living. Vasanti. All the prani dehaha yathayatam vasanti. Yathayatam vasanti means what? As they are ordained to live, they are all living. The birds live their lives, you know, animals live their life, animal lives, human beings live human lives, and all these are functioning, all the living creatures are living their lives, and how? With all the functions within themselves. See, no creature is expected to go to another creature to live it, to ask for, to go for tuition, okay, how to live its life. Yathayatam pranidehaha. Pranidehaha vasanti. So, pranidehaha means what? The bodies, the embodied living creatures. Embodied living creatures, the living beings are living, residing in this worlds, in these worlds. Yeshu bhuvaneshu. Yeshu means Eteshu. In these worlds, pranidehaha vasanti. Yathayatam. Now, you had to understand earth itself was mithya. No? And Brahmandam also is what now? Mithya. Why? Within the earth alone, Brahmandam is there. The Brahmandam is mithya. What about the 14 worlds obtaining within the Brahmandam? All the 14 worlds are mithya. What about the pranidehaha and where do we fit in now? Pranidehaha would live within these 14 worlds. They are also mithya. Anyway, we are going to see that.
Brahmanda madhye tishthanti bhuvanani chaturdasha bhuvaneshu vasantyeshu pranidehayathayatham. Brahmandalokadeheshu sadvastuni prathakrite.
Now he goes straight to this. Because Brahmanda is for us, it is incomprehensible. No? Brahmandam for us is incomprehensible. Because we are within the Brahmanda. We are within the part of the Brahmanda. Therefore, it is incomprehensible for us. So he does not ask us to, you know, distinguish Sat from Brahmanda. He straightway goes to Pandidehaha. He tells there,
Brahmanda loka deheshu. Now, sadvastuni prathakrite. Brahmanda loka deheshu. Sadvastuni prathakrite
அசந்தோண்டாதயோ பாந்து, அசந்தோண்டாதயோ பாந்து, தத்பானே பீஹ காக்ஷதிஹி, தத்பானே பீஹ காக்ஷதிஹி. Now he says, பிரம்மாண்ட you know சத்வஸ்துனி பிருத்தக்ருதே. Now again, how you we were separating cognitively the existence from each and every element, similarly here also sadvastu has to be distinguished, discerned and separated cognitively. And separate the sadvastu from what? From brahmanda. Brahmandam asti. First say brahmandam asti. When brahmandam enjoys existence, and remove the existence from brahmandam, existence enjoyed by brahmandam doesn't belong to brahmanda. Remember what? No, brahmanda is mithya. Then you have to see what? Brahmanda lokam. Then come to loka. The 14 lokas which obtain within the brahmandam. And what about the lokas? None of the 14 worlds is satyam. Everything is mithya. There again, distinguish. So, loka minus existence. Loka sadvastu prithak karotu. Now, you separate the existence from loka. Sorry, bhuvanam. Okay, brahmanda bhuvana loke. This dehadishu. So, in each and every being now, first brahmanda minus sadvastu, brahmanda is mithya. Bhuvanam minus advastu is what? Bhuvanam also is mithya. Loka. Loka minus advastu. Loka means mithya. Lokaha mithya. Then deha, deheshu. All the forms. Deha means all the innumerable countless forms. Dehas. Okay? Living beings and the non-living things, all the forms, from them, sadvastuni prithakrite, minus sadvastu. So, brahmanda minus sadvastu, brahmanda is mithya. Loka minus sadvastu, existence, loka is mithya. Then, dehaha minus sadvastu, dehas are all mithya. Sadvastuni prithakrite. Do you understand? In every verse, here sadvastuni prithakrite. Prithakkaranam means separation. Prithakkaranam means separation, separating. Prithakritam, separated. Prithakkaroti means separates. Prithakkaroti is one word. Okay, karoti does. But prithakkaroti, one verb, it separates. Does the separation. And prithakkaranam, separation. Prithakkritam, separated. So, pasadvastuni prithakkrite hati saptami. When the existence, the reality obtaining in the form of pure existence is cognitively separated from brahmanda, loka and deha. What happens? It is separate cognitively. We can understand brahmandam is mithya, lokam is mithya, all the bhuvanani are mithya, dehaha are mithya, all the bodies are mithya means what now? All the forms, the innumerable countless varieties of physical forms of the living creatures are mithya. We can take even the non-living things, the forms of non-living things also mithya. Dehaha are mithya. When do you understand they are mithya? Sadvastuni prithakrite. When you cognitively separate the existence. Because for you to be able to separate the existence cognitively, you must already know the existence presupposes knowledge. If you don't understand that, you cannot understand this.
Prithakarnam means what? Simply cognitively remove the existence. How to remove the existence? How to separate the existence from the objects? You have to understand the fact existence means implies the existence presupposes the cognition, the knowledge, and otherwise there's no cognition, there's no knowledge, there's no existence outside. Okay, therefore, existence is what? Existence is knowledge. And knowledge is cognition. Cognition, knowledge is what? Reality, the pure knowledge. So existence is equal to manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge is equal to pure knowledge. Your existence is pure knowledge. Now remove the existence means cognitively from everything, the minus, they will all disappear. That is why, for example, how can I say there can't be existence without the cognition? When there is no cognition, there's no existence. For example, deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, cognitions are not there. There's no cognition. No cognition of telling him of a thought. And the cognitions are, what are the cognitions? When the cognitions go, the existence enjoyed by the world also is lost. The world loses its status of being existent when the cognition is not there. When the cognition is not there, the world loses the status of being existent. But what happens to the reality? Does reality become non-existent? No. Reality is there as the pure existence. You have to be with me. Reality is there as the pure existence. Reality is in the form of pure existence. Reality continues to be there in the form of pure existence. Nothing happens to reality. That's why it's called reality. When there is no manifestation of knowledge, when there is no cognition, then all the elements, elementals, their properties, Brahmandam, Bhavanani, Dehaha, all of them lose their status of being existent. Then what is there? Then, Nama Rupa Rahita Shuddha Existence. Shuddha Satta. The pure existence without any form, name and function, the pure existence is there. And that pure existence is inaccessible, non-interactable, non-experienceable. And what is a pure existence? Pure existence is pure knowledge. And the pure knowledge is what? The source of the manifest knowledge. Because of which the world, in the presence of which the world enjoys the status of being existent, the world becomes manifest. So, that's what he wants us to understand here. So he says, Brahmanda loka deheshu sadvastuni prithakrite. When the sadvastu, when the reality obtaining, when the existence is cognitively separated from the Brahmanda, loka and the deha, we can understand asantaha, they all become mithya. Asantaha, what is asantaha? Purul. Brahmandam becomes mithya. Asant means a mithya here. Brahmandam becomes asat, lokaha becomes asat, deha becomes asat, which means Brahmandam becomes mithya. Brahmandam being as good as non-existent will be clear. Loka becomes mithya, deha becomes mithya when sadvastu is separated intellectually. So, anda adayaha means Brahmandaha, Brahmandam, Lokaha, Dehaha, all of them asantaha bhavanti. will become clear. They will disappear. Asantaha bhavanti means they will disappear. How? That's what happens exactly in deep sleep state. We call the deep sleep state, in fact, you know, everything disappears. Everything loses its status of being existent. Nothing exists for you. You alone are not knowing your own existence in deep sleep state, which means why there? You are there means you are there means the reality is. Reality is there means pure existence is. Pure existence is there means existence without form, name and function is. And existence, pure existence without form, name and function is there means pure consciousness is. Pure knowledge is. Pure knowledge, vastu is. Okay, vastu alone is. That's why it's called reality. It's called absolute reality. It is not dependent on the Brahmanda elements or the Brahmandam or the Bhavanani or the Dehaha for its existence. It has existence. Why? It is not existent, existence. Okay? So it is said, Brahmanda Loka Deheshu Sadvastuni Pruthakrite Asantaha Brahma Asantaha Andadayaha. Andadayaha means Brahmandadayaha. Brahmandadayaha means Brahmandam Lokaha Bhavanani Dehaha. Or everything in its entirety becomes mithya. We can't become mithya. Everything is becomes non-existent, which means everything loses its status of being existent. Therefore, bhantu tad bhane api iha kakshatihi. Now Vijayana Swami says, bhantu. Bhantu means let them shine. Now we can say, oh, the world shines. All the elements shine. The properties shine means what? Shine means enjoys existence. Dehaha shine. And bhuvananda, no, chatat bhuvanani shine. All the worlds are, people are, beings are. We say everything is, the world is. Pain is, pleasure is, experience is, actions are, everything is means what? Bhantu. Let them shine. So what? Let them be there. So what? Dharmithya. It's exactly like saying, oh, look at this. How many waves are coming? So beautiful. Oh, waves are coming. They come, they jump, they make noise. Oh, you have to say what? The person is so excited, highly excited. Look at the verse. You will quietly say what? So what? Let them be. Let all the waves be there. Know why you say you can be calm and say that? The child who is excited at the sight of all the waves, roaring waves coming and going, and you can calmly say, let them be, so what? Because you know all these waves are mithya. Satyam is water. Similarly, a shastrajna or a shastra, not simply shastrajna, shastra darshanajna, shastra darshanavan purushaha, or a person who has the vision of the shastram, in whose vision it's very clear what is vastu. What is really there? No, what is always there is reality. That which is always there is real. That which is there even when the time is not, that which is there is real. Okay? And there is a time when everything disappears. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, everything disappears. That is why always underline this statement and remember, existence presupposes cognition. The cognition means what? The manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought is cognition. For the cognition, which is a manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, there must be source of that manifestation, which is pure knowledge and which is pure existence. Okay? When you say existence with Namarupa Karma is the Jagat. Existence minus Namarupa Karma is what? Pure existence. And a pure existence, you can't go and search for it, is nothing but pure knowledge. Okay? I can say water is the pure existence with reference to the wave. Water minus form and name, form, name, function, wave is equal to pure water. Okay, pure water, water minus form, name and function, wave is equal to pure water. Water plus form and function is equal to wave, the manifest appearance of the water. Like that here, we can say this pure existence is pure consciousness. So here, what he want? Bhantu, let them shine. So what? Kakshatihi. Bhane api iha, you know, bhane api, even though they shine, so what? You know, kakshatihi. Bhane api, api kakshatihi. Bhane api, api, bhane api iha kakshatihi. Which means, there is, even though they're shining, there is, without destruction, there's no such a thing called destruction of them. Okay? There's no destruction of them. Because they were really there, for you thought them to be destroyed, isn't it? If something is really there, it can be destroyed. It's not destructible. It is not there really. It comes and goes. The pure, this way, that is why life is always likened to a water bubble. The water bubble comes, goes. Similarly, when there's manifestation of knowledge, the world shines. When there's no manifestation, the world also goes away. To understand a simple thing, a fact, life is like a water bubble. You need to study so much of our Shastra. It's simple, it's easy to say. Life is like a water bubble, people used to say. Now it may become very clear, isn't it? Water bubble comes and goes. It seems to be there. Similarly, the whole life is also like a water bubble, means what? When there's manifestation, that everything shines. There's no manifestation, everything disappears. And within this disappearing thing alone, what seems to be coming and going. Therefore, bhane api, let them shine, so what? Where is the destruction of anything here? Kakshatihi. So, bhuta bhautika. Bhoot bhoutika mayanam asatvetyanta vasite. Bhoot bhoutika mayanam asatvetyanta vasite. Sadvastvadvaita mityesha dhirvi paryeti nakvachite. Sadvastvadvaitamityesham dhir viparyeti nakvachit. Bhuta bhautika mayanam. Bhuta bhautika mayanam. Asatvetyanta vasite. Asat Tvetyanta vasite sadvastvadvaita mityesha dhir viparyeti nakvachit. Now he says, bhuta bhautika mayanam asatve atyanta vasite. See, sadvastu advaitam iti yesha dhihi viparya iti na kvachit. Now, bhuta bhautika mayanam asatve. So what about this now? Bhuta means stands for all the elements. And the bhautikam means all the elementals. Now maya. So all the elements and the elementals, we can say the entire objective universe. Elements and the elementals. And there, the elements and the elementals stand for what? The manifest universe. The elements and the elementals stand for the manifest universe. Manifest universe stand for both gross manifestation and subtle manifestation. Okay? Bhuta bhautikam stand, bhuta bhautikam, the two words stand for the entire universe in terms of subtle and gross manifestations. Maya stands for unmanifest. Okay? Unmanifest power of the reality, avyakta shakti, known by the word maya, is mithya. And manifest power of reality, obtaining in the form of subtle and gross universe manifestations, into bhuta bhautikani. So bhuta bhautikam stand for manifest universe, subtle and gross manifestations. Manifest power of knowledge, power of the reality. And maya stands for unmanifest power of reality. So unmanifest power called maya, manifest power in the form of the subtle and gross manifestations, as elements and the elementals, all of them subtle. So unmanifest power maya is also mithya. Manifest power in the form of worlds also is mithya. Okay. So sadvastu, what he says here, bhuta bhautikam, bhuta bhautikam, both the words stand for, elements and the elemental stand for subtle and gross manifestations. And the subtle and gross manifestations stand for manifest power of the reality. The is equal to universe. Now, maya stands for unmanifest power of reality. So the power of reality unmanifest, known by the word maya. The power of reality manifest, known as the subtle and gross manifestations in terms of elements and the elementals, all of them, okay, bhuta bhautika mayanam asatve atyantavasite, where it is very clearly understood that they're all mithya. Mithya means what? Asatya means when it is understood they're mithya. Why they're mithya? Because they do not have independent existence of their own. How do you say they do not have independent existence of their own? Because they are not there always. It's a very important thing, okay? How do you say they do not have independent existence of their own? They're mithya because they do not have independent existence of their own. How do you say that they do not have independent existence of their own? Because they are not there always. They are not there always. Always not there means what? There should not be a time when the universe does not shine. The universe you are experiencing in the waking state, they must be available when there should not be something called a deep sleep state at all. Suppose imagine there is no such a thing called a deep sleep state at all. All the time the universe shines for you. There's no time the universe does not shine for you. If it is, the universe shines always. You cannot get rid of the world at all. Thank God, Bhagavan has made us get rid of the world for some time. He forced it. He puts us to sleep. You know, instead of pushing the world somewhere outside, there's two ways, okay? You might suppose if I show the phone in front of you, if I hide it, what happens? You are still there. The world, the phone has gone, isn't it? Instead of I keep the phone here itself, I push you to sleep. I tie your eyes. You cannot see. Okay? What does it mean? So the world is not pushed away. The world is there as it is. What now? You are knocked off. Okay? You are knocked off. Whenever you are knocked off, world doesn't exist for you. The two ways of making the world non, the world can, you can, you know, two ways. You can either push, completely push the world away. The world is not there. Like you got pumpkin and cut and eat it, finish it. There's no pumpkin anymore. Like that, the world is not destroyed. See, the problem is, we all think of destruction such a way. You know? There's no such a thing called total destruction. Isn't it? Even the pumpkin we eat is sitting in the form of our flesh. Isn't it? There's no such thing called total destruction of anything here. So the world never disappears. The world is always there. It is not created. It is not destroyed at all. Within the realm of the world, the changes will be happening. That is the nature of the very matter. Isn't it? Matter is not created. Matter is not destroyed. It undergoes changes. It continuously there. The world is always there. But when does the world disappear? So you are knocked off. Okay? You, whenever you are knocked off, the world disappears. Whenever you are not knocked off, you are kept awake, the world exists, shines for you. Which means, for the world, the poor world does not have the capacity to shine by itself. Swayam na bhati. Remember that word now? Jagat swayam na bhati. Suppose the world can shine by itself independently, then even when you are knocked off, the world will come and scratch back. Look at me, I'm here. Isn't it? The world, poor world cannot do anything. Jadam, inert, it is there. If you wake up, you can see the world. If you don't wake up, the world doesn't exist for you. Therefore, you can never say, I see, therefore the world is. You cannot say the world is, therefore I see. If you say the world is, therefore I see the world, no. You see, therefore the world is. Isn't it? Therefore here, when all of them, when you understand why they're mithya, they have no independent existence, why do you say? Whenever you are knocked off, they become as good as non-existent. They do not have independent existence at all. They are very much dependent on your presence. You must be present. You must be awake. You must be up. You must be there to see, to hear, to enjoy, to smell, to taste, to experience, to perceive, then the world can say, I'm here, I'm here. The world can say only then, like all the models come and go on the stage, the world comes, okay? And you must be there. Otherwise what? Imagine the whole auditorium, there's no audience or whatsoever, nobody there. The Miss Beauty appears on the world stage, so what? She comes, walks, okay? She walks showing her. I'm here. She walks all fashions, no, parade. The fashion parade is there. And she comes walking. The no audience in the auditorium. How will it be? Like that here, the without your presence, without you being there, the world cannot be by itself. Whenever you are there not knowing your own existence, the world disappears. Which means the world, never does the world has independent existence of its own. For the world is not, even though the world is not created, the world is not destructible, the world cannot be destroyed at all. The world is purely dependent on your presence for it to enjoy the status of being the existent. Jagad asti iti jnanam syat. There must be knowledge, the world is. For the knowledge to be there must be knowledge, I am. And for the knowledge to be there must be source of the knowledge. And the source of knowledge is what? The existence. Pure existence. The pure existence is pure consciousness. And what is that? When is that consciousness not there? Tell me. When is the pure consciousness? The pure existence obtaining in the form of pure consciousness is not there. Tell me. When the whole world is not there, pure existence without the form, name and function called universe, the pure existence is. Pure existence is in the form of pure consciousness. When is the, tell me, please think now. It is right now you have to tell me. When is the consciousness not there? When is the pure existence not there? When you fall asleep, if you say, you are not there, okay? If you say consciousness is not there, and you are not there, you can never deny your own existence. When are you not there? Tell me. Never a time you are not there. You are always. You are always. There is a time you are knowing your own existence. There is a time you are not knowing your own existence. There is never a time you are not. Got it? Very important. See, I'm just, it's exactly a vision. There is never a time you are not. You are always, always you are. And that you who is always is, that you who are always is what? You are the pure existence obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. Understand? You are knowing your existence, you are not knowing your existence. When you are knowing your existence, you also see the world being there. When you are not there, not knowing your existence, the world also is not there for you. But is there a time when you are not there? No. There's never a time you are not there. Always you are there. That you are pure consciousness, pure existence, essentially. Therefore we say, there's a never a time consciousness is not. There never a time the pure existence is not. Why? Pure existence is pure consciousness. But what is not there is, there's a time the manifestation is not there. But there's no manifestation, there's a pure knowledge. There's manifestation also, knowledge is in the form of the world. Isn't it? Therefore, the world is not destroyed, nor is it created, but the world does not have independent existence of its own. If it has, it would have been always shining. Where the knowledge is manifest, knowledge is not manifest. Where the cognitions are there, the cognition is not there. Still, world will be shining. No, the world doesn't shine. The world is, doesn't shine. Which means for the world to come to shine, no, to be revealed, to become the known, to enjoy the status of being existent, it must be brought to light. For the world to be brought to light, there must be light of knowledge manifest. There must be manifestation of the knowledge, which is the light which brings the world to light. Manifestation of knowledge is the light which brings the world to light. When the world is brought to light, means what? World shines. World enjoys the status of being existent. Therefore, world has no independent existence. To say this one sentence, he took all right from the elements, akashaha, vayuhu, agnihi, vannihi, jalam, prithvi, elements. Then from the elements, he said, all the elements, and the prithvi, in the middle of the prithvi, there is brahmandam. And within the brahmandam, the 14 worlds, within the 14 worlds, all these pranidehaha, all these pranidehaha, all of them are what? So what? Sarve bhantu nama. Let them all shine. So what a big deal. Kakshatihi. Where is the destruction? There is nothing called destruction of anything here. There only the world, the entire world of beings just lose the status of being existent and enjoy the status of being existent. Their status of being existent, they're losing their status of being existent, is purely dependent on the manifestation of knowledge obtaining from a thought, and for which, therefore, we say existence presupposes knowledge. And the knowledge presupposes the source of knowledge, which does not come and go. And that which is always there, whether there's manifestation, whether there's no manifestation, so there is a source of manifestation always there. When there's manifestation, world comes. There's no manifestation, world loses its status of being existent. The source of manifestation is always there, which is Sat. And the source of manifestation, the pure existence obtained from pure consciousness, is absolutely independent of the world for its existence. Therefore, the reality is what now? Satyam sadvastu jagati smithya. Consciousness is satyam. We call it mithya. The unmanifest power is mithya. The worlds also are mithya. Now we say here, this thing. Sadvastu advaitam. Sadvastu advaitam. Iti yesha bhihi. Sadvastu advaitam. This vastu. Vastu means the reality which is always, which alone is really there always, without coming and going, without arriving, departing, undergoing any changes, which is always, there is vastu. And that vastu obtaining in the form of pure existence is what? Sadvastu, which alone is pure knowledge, the source of knowledge. That pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure existence is what? Advaitam. Advaitam, what? One, secondless, non-dual. Existence is singular word, singular noun, ever singular. And existence is what? Pure knowledge is what? Consciousness is singular word. Ever singular. Nitya ekavachana shabdaha. Okay? Ever singular. Is one, and there's a second parallel reality. Other than consciousness, there's a second parallel reality is not there. Which is equally independently always there. No. And the doubt may come, okay, if matter is not created, matter is not destroyed, matter is also always there, can we say matter is also equally another parallel reality? We can understand there's no second consciousness. Consciousness is one. But still, why can't we say the matter is second reality? Because matter also is not created. Matter also is not destroyed. Matter also is perennially, matter also is always there. Why can't we say matter is second parallel reality? No. Between these two, reduce everything into matter and say matter and consciousness. If I bring it to two, consciousness and matter, then you say consciousness is independent of the matter. Matter is not independent of the consciousness. Therefore, matter is not countable as a parallel reality. Okay. Therefore, what we can say now, can we say then they are two? No, they are not two. Why they are not two? Consciousness is consciousness. Matter is of the nature of inertness. They are not one. They are not one, they are two. Are they two then? They are two also. Why? Because it has no independent existence. Therefore, it cannot be counted as a parallel reality. Second thing, for the matter to be countable, counted as a parallel reality, it must have independent existence of its own. No. When there is no manifestation, matter disappears, loses its status of being existent. Therefore, it is not countable as a second thing. It is not countable as a second thing. It cannot be counted as a parallel reality also. Therefore, the Advaitam, one secondless non-dual reality, Advaitam is what? Satyam, Sadvastu, Advaitam. Sadvastvadvaitam ityesha dhir viparyeti na kvachit. So even if it is clearly understood, that doesn't mean our problems will be resolved. When you understand very clearly now, sadvastu, the vastu, sadvastu means the reality obtaining in the form of pure existence, which is pure consciousness, is sadvastu. And this sadvastu is implied by the words Atma and Brahma. And it is the only independent, reality means independent. Only in independence it's called reality. In dependence, it can't be called reality. Isn't it? It can't be called reality. That is why, even though the material world is not created and destroyed, doesn't have independent existence, therefore we call it mithya. Because it is there. You can't say it is not there at all. It is very much there. Therefore we say, and here, everything is clear, but in what way? How can I relate to this? The whole thing is brought here. If when you say the whole jagat is mithya, the elements are mithya, elementals are mithya, Brahmandam is mithya, Chaturdasha Bhuvanani are mithya, all the dehas are mithya, everything is mithya means, and what are you? Where are you? Where is I here? Where can we place this I sense? We already have to see two things now. Okay. One is pure existence obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. Another is the prapancha, isn't it? The matter. Which of the two, where can the I be placed? Where is this I? Okay, actually, so until now, we have seen clearly what is sadvastvadvaitam. How it is sadvastu is advaitam. But the rest now we'll see in the next class. The rest of the verse we'll see next class, following verse. It needs a little more unfoldment, I'll do it. Was it clear? See, it's not my repetition. This is how Vidyaranya Swami repeats. Every time he says, vivichyatam. Satta vichyatam, vichyatam. No, may it be cognitively separated. So it's more for contemplation, the text. See, in our, there is a Ramastotram, Vyasa Krita Ramastotram. Long, long, long. It's like, it sounds like a kindergarten verse, but very beautiful, small Ashtakam. I taught sometime back, long, long ago. The downloads, it is there. You go to resources, there the last one, the downloads, there are downloads, if you put kind of downloads, the last, if you go, is Ramashtakam is there. So Vyasa Krita Ramastotram. Bhaje Visesha Sundaram Samasta Papa Khandanam Swabhakta Chitta Ranjanam Sadaiva Rama Madvayam Jatakalapa Shobhitam Samasta Papa Nashakam Swabhakta Bhiti Bhanjanam Bhajeha Rama Madvayam Nijaswarupa Bodhakam Krupakaram Bhavapaham Samam Shivam Niranjanam Bhajeha Rama Madvayam Sahap Prapancha Kalpitam Hyanamarupa Vastavam Nirakritim Niramayam Bhajeha Rama Madvayam Nishprapancha Nirvikalpa Nirmalam Niramayam Chidekarupa Santatam Bhajeha Rama Madvayam Bhavabdhipotarupakam Hyasesha Deha Kalpitam Gunakaram Krupakaram Bhajeha Rama Madvayam Mahavakya Bodhakairvirajamana Vakpadaihi Param Brahma Vyapakam Bhajeha Rama Madvayam Shivapradam Sukhapradam Bhavachidam Brahmapaham Virajamana Deshikam Bhajeha Rama Madvayam. What I want to tell you there, I'll see next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.